We have our first guest come from Atlanta, Georgia. Ruby Parker and her partner from Long Island, Max Knapp. Here they are.
Max, how are you? Ruby, that's about the biggest cheer anybody's got on the show, but I can understand why now. You've got a lot of people with you.
Well, I've got a lot of me to cheer about, hon.
Ruby, Max, it's going to be one of those days.
I wish it was gone.
You don't mind if we take about a minute out, do you? To make a dollar here.
I can look at y'all.
Oh, look, as long as you can look at it, you watch Ed over here. He's right now. Right now, for all of you who love babies, do I need this now? No, I need it later. All of you who love babies, and who doesn't, watch this. It's a very cute commercial. Like the lady says, fragile, handle the Johnsons. I hope you have some around the house. Good product. Ruby, and the last name is?
Posner.
P-O-P-O-S-N-E-R?
That's right.
You're from Atlanta?
Yes, I am.
Vacation in New York? Is that what this is?
Sure am.
Are you a native of Georgia?
I was born in Social Circle, Georgia.
Social Circle? No, I've never heard of Social Circle. Don't take offense, but whereabouts is that?
Well,
tell us
about 50 miles from Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah. Is that your home? You were born right there?
I was born in Social Circle, Georgia, so were my three kids.
Oh, sounds very social town.
Very social.
How did Social Circle get his name?
Well, I tell you, see, my daddy had a general store right in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And when he brought my mother there on her honeymoon, she says, what's the name of the town? He says, what difference does it make? It's a nice social circle. I'm making a good living. That's all you have to know.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet your husband, Ruby?
I met him in Social Circle.
That sounds like a pretty romantic town down there, huh? How long did you go around together in Social Circle?
Not long. I met him on Friday night. Monday morning, I had engagement ring.
You met him Friday night, and you had an engagement ring?
Monday morning?
Mm-hmm. That's not a very long Southern courtship, is it? Was there something special about him?
Well, he was a kind man. I just a man. I didn't know, find out what kind.
Well, you're pretty demanding, huh? Well, tell me this. Did you have any children?
Had three.
Have three, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna have more?
Well, I'd like to. It's later than I think. I'd like about six more, but...
You'd like to have about six more children? Yes, that'd be nine children altogether, huh?
Yeah, what's
your husband do for a living, Ruby?
He's a traveling man.
He's not traveling, he's hiding, I think. Nine children, huh? Does he travel? Is he a salesman?
Yes, he is.
What does he sell?
Sell slacks and shirts, but not the kind any well-dressed man would wear.
No, you're a big help. Is he away a lot of the time as a traveling salesman?
Away 5 days a week.
What have you been doing now since you've been in New York?
I've been having a ball, Johnny, and getting on your show is the most wonderful thing. I've been wanting to see you so long.
Is that right?
And I just can't stand it till 3:30 every day.
Have you ever been on television before?
I mean, they don't have a wide enough screen to put me on television.
You mind being a little stout?
Well, I mind. I have a lot of fun putting it on, but it's just so hard manipulating. I can't pick them up and down. Especially when they hurry. I can't hurry.
What do you mean now? You said it's a lot of fun putting on the weight?
Yes,
what do you mean,
fun? Well, eating is just wonderful. It's so much fun.
Yeah?
But it's so hard to get around.
Yeah, it is. What's your husband's name?
Henry? Mm-hmm.
Does Henry mind you being heavy?
He don't mind.
Well, now, if I'm not too personal, may I ask how much you weigh?
Well, sure, you can ask.
All righty. I'm going to ask you, how much do you weigh?
Well, I weighed 210 when I left home.
210 when you left home? You think you might have lost a few pounds or put on a few in New York? Huh?
Well, it all depends on what you did. I put on some pounds or not.
Have you ever been on a diet?
Honey, I've been on more diets than a hospital guy.
Really?
So cottage cheese is coming out of every pore.
Cottage cheese coming out of every pore?
Mm-hmm.
Tried that diet, huh?
Yeah, I every diet.
Is that pretty good?
Pretty good, but honey, I tell you what I did. I went on a banana diet, and I lost more weight than you weigh.
You lost more than I am?
That's right.
The banana diet was pretty good, huh? Well, now, what are the diets besides the banana? That's the most important one, huh?
Yeah, that's the most important, really.
Well, this is right. Did it work pretty good, the banana diet?
Worked pretty good, yeah. But nobody recognized me, and I'm real friendly, and I just like everybody know who I am.
Do you normally eat a lot?
Really? I eat all the time.
What are your favorite foods? What do you like?
Well, I like everything, but I like everything that don't eat me. I eat everything that don't eat me.
Really? What are some of your favorites? Are they Southern dishes at all?
Well, what? This is not Southern. It's my own. It's uncooked oatmeal with chocolate.
Oh, that's my favorite, all right.
I don't...
Good.
Uncooked oatmeal with chocolate syrup.
Chocolate syrup.
That sounds like a nice way to start the day.
It really is.
What else? Now, what are you some of the
Ritz crackers. And Johnny, have you ever known a human to eat a giant box of crackers with nothing on?
Sounds chilly. Well, what do you mean? You eat a whole box of Ritz crackers with nothing on? What?
Well, Johnny, I wear a bathrobe of course.
Well, didn't you eat the whole box of Ritz crackers
at one time? And then I eat another box with a pound of butter because to see if I was going to like it as well as I liked the other box.
Ruby, do you work at all? Do you have a job? Or?
Me work, Johnny? Yeah. Honey, I'm built for solid stuff and not drudgery.
Yeah.
I don't move on a muscle except lift those tiles to play mahjong.
Yeah? Well, what do you do for entertainment now?
Well, I play mahjong and I watch television and I go out occasionally. Incidentally, dear, I saw you at the poultry show at the Dinkle Plaza.
I was down in Atlanta about a month ago?
About a few weeks ago, huh?
Well, I don't remember seeing. There was a pretty big crowd there.
Well, sure, honey, I was there.
Well, that was you. I'm walking right into it. Did you enjoy the show for this down there?
Oh, I loved it, honey. Yeah. I just loved it.
Well, I'm glad you like it, and we're happy you're up here with us today, too.
I've never been so happy, and I'm always happy.
You are?
But this is just the greatest thing in my life.
Oh, well, you're a delightful gal. We're glad you could be here today. Ruby, we'll talk with your partner, Mac Rapp, is that right?
That's right.
Are you married, man, Mac?
Yes, I am.
Let me ask you about your diets. Is your wife always on one of these diets like Ruby is?
Well, all the women are on diets all the time. My wife's no different.
How do you feel about it? You think it's silly, all this worry about weight and so forth and the diets?
Well, I don't think it's silly. I think it's a good idea. I think everybody should be on a diet, watch their weight. It's good for their health and it makes them better looking.
That sounds like a pretty logical thing to me. What business are you in, Mac?
I sell scales.
You do?
Yes, sir. I told you.
I should have known, huh? Maybe Ruby has one of your scales. What,
She may have. I don't know. We make scales that weigh everything up to 100,000 pounds.
No, I don't think he meant that the way it sounded.
Well, honey, I don't care because he's right.
Huh? What's the name of your company, Matt?
Detecto Scales Incorporated.
Do you make the regular household scales? Is that,
Yes, we make household scales. We make everything at Detecto. We weigh people, fish, locomotives. We're even making a scale that may tailor your fortune.
Ah, this is a wonderful story. Maybe you've heard this about, where you put the penny in and you get the fortune with your weight. Did you ever hear the story about the fellow who's in the train station? He's got a little time, so he puts a penny in the thing and the fortune comes out and says, you weigh 150 pounds, you're 33, you have black hair, green eyes, and you're taking a train to Philadelphia. And the guy was amazed because he was. And he said, well, this can't be. So he put another penny in. Out comes a card that says, you weigh 150 pounds. He says, you're 33, 5 feet 10 in, and you're catching a train to Philadelphia. And he couldn't figure this out at all. So he went back and he had a cigarette and went back and tried it one more time. He just couldn't believe it. This time the card came out and says, you're 5 feet 10, you're 33, because you have black hair, and you just missed your train to Philadelphia, stupid. Well, Mac, how long have you been in the business, Mac?
I've been in it 20 years.
You have family?
Yes, 4 children, boy and 3 girls.
Ah, good. Nice to have you with us today. We'll put you to work now.
These are your questions, Johnny, and as you know, they've been verified in the 19-volume World Book Encyclopedia.
Fancy that.
Makes you feel good.
Yes, it gives you a feeling of security. Let's see what we're going to talk. We have a subject called The Last Word. This is where you have to finish famous quotations. You know how we play this game?
Yes, I do.
Trust yourself or trust Ruby? What do you want to do in this?
Oh. Hey.
Trust myself.
Is that all right with you, Ruby?
All right.
Cervantes wrote this oft-quoted remark in the 17th century. The bird in the hand is worth two in the...
Bush.
In the bush. All right, now, it's Academy Awards. Who do you want to trust on Academy Awards?
I trust Ruby.
Okay. Oh, how wrong you are.
you should know this. Now, the movie Mrs. Miniver gave this actress her Academy Award.
Oh, Greer Garson.
Greer Garson? Uh-huh. You remember Greer, honey?
Sure I do.
Sure enough. How am I... I'm going to end up talking like that. How about... cheer up. How about... How about state capitals?
I trust myself.
Okay, and what state is Concord, the capital city?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, right.
Ooh,
you're right. You want to do what? What'd you want to do?
I wanted to tissue. Not only Chico's, it's like a straw hat.
So a hat. Yeah.
Later tonight.
Well, guess what, honey? They had a perfect score, and they're coming back to try for $2,200. Our lady from the South.
Ruby, Mac, you have a chance to pick up $2,200 today with our scrambled eight. So, lots of luck to you. No help from the audience, please. Let's make it fair. All righty. You know how we play this game? The trick is to unscramble the letters, of course, and put them in the right order. No help from the audience. Make it fair. I'll give you this clue. On the first two lines is a name. On the last two lines is a name. The first and last name of an early American statesman. You understand? The first and last name of an early American statesman. Who is it for $2,200? Please, no help from the audience. First name is on the first two lines. I'm sorry, I'll have to call time. I thought you would have this one. Daniel Webster. Daniel Webster. I am terribly sorry, but thank you very much.